Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Marie. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Today on the show, we have angel expert Melissa Kitto from CommunicateWithAngels.com and flower expert Catherine CHE. Now, they've teamed up and they're going to be doing a program that is going to teach you about angels and flowers and abundance and how to incorporate all of those things in order to make your life richer and more abundant. So welcome to the show, Catherine and Melissa.
Thank you. Great to be here, Marie.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me about, first of all, how is this going to work with you teaming up? One of the things that I'm looking at your program here, you have a call that you're going to be doing, and that's a free call.
Mm-hmm.
And when is that taking place?
It's November 3rd.
November 3rd. Okay. And if you want to get in on that call, you can visit my website, spiritualshow.com, and there's a link up to Catherine's website as well as Melissa's website and a link to the free call so you can register there. So it's the call that's going to be giving you the five secret keys to unlimited abundance now, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
And do you want to briefly go over what those... How about you tell us a little bit more about your background? I know, Catherine, you've been on the show before, but
yeah. We
have new listeners every week. So give us a reminder of the work that you do with flower vibrations.
Sure. Well, I work with the energy of flowers to help you live your best, most joyful life. Really, really, that's it in a nutshell. But what I've done is I've created a unique system in which I use just the energy of flowers, nothing physical, but the energy, different ways of thinking about flowers, different ways of kind of bringing their energy into your own energy field to help you to raise your vibration to match your desires so that you allow what you desire to flow into your life. And in most cases, people's desires seem to start out with money and health. So those have been real focuses of mine.
Wonderful. And I've spoken with a lot of spiritual teachers and gurus, and I remember Simon McStravick was on the show. And one of the things, the most number one topic that people tend to ask about psychics and even just spiritually is abundance in their life, because when you're lacking abundance, it doesn't, you know, you don't have a lot of freedom in your life. And the second is, I think, relationships, and the third is health. So abundance is number one on the list. And I know a lot of people talk about, who run in spiritual circles, think that, oh, well, it's not the right thing to do to ask for money to come into your life. What's your viewpoint on that? And Melissa, I'd also like to ask you the same question when Catherine is finished.
Well, you know, I've really been focused this year on helping people to step into the life of your dreams. And through that, I've really come to hone my skills around abundance, financial abundance, especially because, as you said, that is where people generally want to start. And any place where you start, I think it's absolutely valid. I also believe that that money is just a form of energy. It's an exchange, and the money that we allow into our experience is entirely up to us. And so we get to define how much money we want, how much money we need, how much money we're going to have. And so I help teach people energetic tools to allow that in. You know, as I know you know, Marie, with the work with the law of attraction, the higher your vibration, the more of the good stuff, as we each individually define good stuff, comes into our lives. And for a lot of people, that's money.
And Melissa, what is your viewpoint on abundance, financial abundance and spirituality?
Yeah, well, you know, there is this concept among spiritual people that you shouldn't pay for spiritual things. And it really just traces back to religious concepts from hundreds of years ago. But the truth is like Catherine said, money is energy. And for me and my work with angels, everybody has their own team of angels working with them all the time. And their most important priority is to help a person live their life purpose. So when I'm living my life purpose, that often means being of service to people, and abundance is a natural flow from that. You know, my angels aren't going to go help me just know the lottery numbers and get a quick fix, because I have to have my motives clear. But when I'm on my purpose, when I'm being of service to people in an honest and giving way, then it's just opening up the flow of energy, giving and receiving. And if a person is comfortable giving but not receiving, they're going to block that flow of money. And a lot of this is uncovering those subconscious limitations that we have that stop abundance from flowing into our lives. So that's a part of the work that I help people do as well, is figure out what are those blocks and limitations that you're putting on yourself. If a person feels guilty about receiving money, then they won't receive much money in their life. And so it's about having a balance between being willing to give and receive, and then also working with my angels to get on my life purpose. And the more that I'm doing that purpose, the more abundance I'll naturally receive.
So, Melissa, can you tell us a little bit about your background with angels? How did you get started working with angels?
Yeah. Well, I kind of stumbled into it at the age of 12. I grew up in New Zealand. And when I was 12 years old, my mother became fascinated with spiritual things. And she started telling me about, I have angels. And at first, I didn't like that idea very much, because I thought, I want my privacy. I don't want these beings watching my every move. And she talked about reincarnation and just all these things that were very new to me at the time. And she asked if I wanted to have a session where I would learn to communicate with my angels. And I think I was curious, and I did that. And that was a real turning point, because I experienced something that couldn't be denied. You know, it wasn't just these funny things that my mother was telling me anymore. I had actually received an answer from my angels, and I began to realize that there is more to life than just what I can see and touch in front of me. I'm a part of the spiritual realm while I'm here on planet Earth. And so as I was growing up, working with my angels really helped me any time I needed to make a decision or came to a turning point in my life. I always had that guidance to help me, and it's helped me to move out of my comfort zone and take risks, which actually leads to the financial abundance as well. The big one that came first was when I decided to leave New Zealand and sort of the people I knew, the safe, secure job, and move. First of all, I moved to England, and then I moved to the United States. And when I moved to the United States, I teamed up with Richard, who is my husband, and I realized then that I really wanted to share with many people the tools and techniques that I'd learned to kind of demystify this concept of angels or spirit guides, and just really show people how practical and helpful it can be in their lives. And so for the past 6 years, that's what I've been doing full-time, is really helping people develop those tools so they can connect with their own angels.
So thank you for telling us about your background with angels, Melissa. And do you have any tips, like what's a general tip to get in touch with your angels that you would normally give to people?
Yeah. Well, one of the main ways that your angels communicate with you is through a sensation of chills or goosebumps or tingling. And only your angels can give you that feeling of chills. And it happens because your angels always have a very high vibration of energy. And when that comes close to you physically, you'll feel that extra charge, actually, on a physical sensation, goosebumps, chills. And so a good way to start paying attention is to pay attention to when you experience that feeling of chills, because that's when your angels are wanting to communicate something to you. It could be pay attention to what's happening. I often find it happens when someone else is talking to me. And if there's something that comes out of that person's mouth that is really important for me to hear and take on board, I'll get chills right at that time. So it's my angels kind of reminding me, oh, pay attention to that. That's important for you. So that can be something that people can start paying attention to, because a lot of people experience it but don't realize that that's actually a way that their angels are communicating to them and helping them to confirm that they're on the right track, that kind of thing.
Wonderful. That's so if you get chills, then that's a sign to really pay attention to what's happening in that moment.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it can also just be your angels reminding you that they're there. And, you know, I remember when I was living in London, one time I was walking home at night by myself, and I really shouldn't have been, you know, and I didn't feel very safe. So I remember just kind of starting to feel fearful of walking home at night by myself, and I got covered in chills. And I heard in my mind my angel say to me, "No, you're okay. Just walk straight home as fast as you can." So it was like a reassurance that I had that backing and protection to keep me safe at that time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. So Catherine and Melissa, first of all, I want to give out your websites. Catherine, is your website still CatherineCHE.com?
Yes, it is.
And there's
it's also listed on your website.
Yes, spiritualshow.com is where you can find links as well. And Melissa's website is communicatewithangels.com. And so now, angels and flowers, they're, I mean, angels are a mystical, spiritual thing, and flowers are more of a physical thing. And I know you work with the vibrational energy of flowers, but how are you combining these two aspects for your new program?
Well, you know, it's really very exciting, actually. And as Melissa was just talking, and she talked about how angels have this high vibration, well, so do flowers. And that's one of the reasons why flowers last only a brief period of time in this physical realm, because their vibration is so much higher than the rest of us. They just can't really exist that long. So they pop in, and they have this high vibration. And so that's one thing. There are a lot of things, actually, that the work that we do have in common. But when we started really talking about what we do, we realized that when we combine them, it's even more powerfully. Because, for instance, we both really work a lot with our intuition. And then Melissa, in addition to working with and using her intuition in her work, actually teaches people how to tap into their intuition. So that's a really powerful piece that she brings to what we do together. And, you know, she teaches how to tap into the intuition and your guidance that you get from angels, you know, in ways that are just wonderful and beautiful and powerful. And then I'm also really good at helping you to tune into and really feel your way into your vibrations of self-worth and abundance and financial abundance. And so when you put all of this together in a package, it's a really wonderful, powerful combination, kind of the parts together, you know, being greater than they are separately.
Awesome. Well, it is time for a break already, so we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. Today, we are talking with angel expert Melissa Kitto from Communicate with Angels and flower expert Catherine CHE. They've started working together now, so they're going to be doing a program combining flower vibrations as well as the angelic realm to help you learn to make your life better and enjoy and experience abundance in your life. So they're going to be doing a free call in November. If you want to register for that, go to my website right now or sometime whenever you're listening to this program, spiritualshow.com. It's on the main page, and it'll also be on the past episodes after this podcast is up. So that's spiritualshow.com/past.html. So check out my website again, spiritualshow.com. We'll be back with more synchronicity with Catherine CHE and Melissa Kitto in just a moment.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated, or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
Spot Live in association with CITR 101.9 FM present Rude City Riot October the 16th at venue. With a hardcore ska sound that owes as much to Rancid and The Clash as it does to The Specials and Madness, Rude City Riot deliver the goods. With an accomplished horn section and shout-along choruses, this is pure skanking music. Rude City Riot with special guests Red Eye Empire and Brave New Waves. Friday, October the 16th at venue 881 Granville Street. Early show doors at 7 p.m, show starts at 8 p.m. Advance tickets available at Zulu and Red Cat Records. Presented by Scar Spot Live and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You might also be listening online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Today, we are speaking with Catherine CHE, the flower vibrations expert, and Melissa Kitto from Communicate with Angels, and they are combining their efforts together to teach you how to connect with abundance in your life. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. You can also try connecting with me through Skype. I haven't used it yet, but I have it up and running. So my name on Skype is Spiritual Show, and if you need to look up through email, it's spiritualshow@gmail.com. You can also check out my website, spiritualshow.com, if you want to get access to Catherine and Melissa's free call that is coming up in November. So welcome back to the show, Melissa and Catherine. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Hi. So when you're the free call, how long of a call is that going to be?
It's around just about an hour.
Okay. And then when is this? Because you're doing the free call, but then you're also going to be doing a program, correct?
Yeah. And we'll tell all about that on the free call itself. But basically, on the call, we will be talking about this. Once we started talking through about how we work together, we realized that there was this really kind of an elegant system with combining the two of our works that is just five basic keys. And so on this call, we'll be sharing the information about what those keys are, and we'll also be talking a lot about kind of generally the mistakes that people make when they're trying to connect with abundance, and we can actually talk about some of those now because it's really interesting how people will kind of, how we all stand in our own way of our own abundance.
So what are some of those mistakes that people make?
Well, one of them was something actually you kind of mentioned at the very beginning of the call when you were talking about needing to have money to have kind of the freedom to do things. And there is a certain freedom that you get from money, but there's also a mistake that people make in the waiting to be, and I'm putting this in big fat quotes, rich before they start living well. Because you know, it's a line that we each define for ourselves. There's no, rich isn't a number that's out there. It's not a city that you move to. It's not a specific house that you live in. It's really a state of mind. And you need to find that state of mind first. You know, it seems a little counterintuitive until you really start taking it apart. You need to find that rich state of mind first. And then the external riches will come in. But once you kind of start examining your own life, you can see, and, you know, we'll talk more on the call in November about all the different ways that you connect with the richness and the abundance that's in your life right now. And that is so powerful.
So do you have one or two quick tips that we can give listeners of how to, you mentioned like living well now.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that is, you know, living in the nicest environment you can, you know, keeping your home feeling good and things like that. Are there
little
any other
things,
tips that you have?
Little things and big things. I mean, just noticing the luxury around you. I mean, here's a really, really simple thing. Take your hand, if you have a piece of paper or in front of you, and just spread your hand out on that piece of paper and just gently slide your hand back and forth and feel just how luxurious that feels. Just noticing the things around you that can give you the experience of luxury. So that's a very, very little thing. But also most of us will have clothes that we think are as our good clothes, or bed sheets that are good bed sheets, or good bath towels, or we may have a treat that we have stuck in our cupboard and thinking, well, you know, I'll save that for a special occasion. Well, today is special. And to live each day as if that day is special, and to treat yourself as if you are deserving of the special things every day is very, very powerful. And even it can be taking the time to treat yourself to going for a walk in the park if you love being in nature. Instead of thinking, gosh, you know, I need to make the money first before I can take the time to enjoy my life, you need to start finding ways to enjoy your life now.
Awesome. So it's really important to prioritize that time for yourself. And I love the, you know, wearing the good clothes and using the nice bed sheets and eating off the good china.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sit in the cupboard and get all dusty and, you know, use them once a year or twice a year. Why have them sitting there and not being used?
Absolutely. That is one really powerful tool that I use for myself and have used for many years. Is I set a really beautiful table for myself. Even if I'm eating alone, even if I am having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I will put it on a lovely plate. I have a nice napkin that goes with it. Even if it's a paper napkin, I will splurge and I will spend a few pennies more per napkin, and I will get a nice paper napkin. So it's just these little, you can do it, you know, without spending any money at all, and you can do it with spending these, you know, few extra pennies on the good napkins. Little things like that are just sending messages to yourself and to the universe at large that I am worthy, I deserve this. And those feelings of worthiness are really important to all of this.
Awesome. And this may be slightly off topic, but having eating at a beautifully set table, even if it is just for yourself, can also help you with weight issues as well. Like,
yeah,
taking that time to focus on the meal and focus on the experience of eating instead of sitting in front of the TV with the TV tray or what,
mm-hmm,
you know, or with music on. Well, nice, quiet music is nice, but if you're doing five different things at once and you're talking on the phone while you're eating and you're not paying attention and savoring the experience,
mm-hmm,
then, you know, you're not really experiencing the food, and that's when people tend to overeat. So it works in on two levels.
Absolutely. That's a really, really good point, Marie, that there's, you know, these vibrations and these tools that Melissa and I teach together, these are things that apply first, you know, we certainly right away to money, but they can help you improve all aspects of your life.
Wonderful. So it sounds like this is something that these skills that you learn are going to be transferable to other areas of your life and other areas. And abundance, I mean, when we say abundance, we're talking about money, but abundance is so much deeper than that. I mean, just like you're talking about having the experience of going for a walk in the forest and taking that time to prioritize how important you are and how important having an enjoyable day is, rather than focusing 100% on, oh, I have to make X amount of dollars before I can do anything fun with my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you two meet up?
Well, we are both in a program. We have a wonderful mentor, a business mentor. We're both in her program, and this is actually one I know for myself, Melissa, I don't know for you, but this was a way for myself that I was telling myself that my business was an important thing to me that I signed up for this this program, and we met on a number of occasions through that.
Nice. Okay. And so it was when you met there and you were talking about your businesses that you realized that there was like a good connection.
Yeah.
And how you could both incorporate that. So, Catherine, do you have any experience with angels? And Melissa, do you have any experience with flowers?
Well, I can start. You know, I learned to tap into my intuition, and for those people listening, just to realize that your angels communicate with you through your intuition as well. And so I had already kind of had an intuitive hit that Catherine and I had some good things in common and that we'd probably be working together down the line. And at the last retreat that we were at together in LA just a couple of weeks ago, Catherine approached me and I said yes, you know, because I'd had a premonition that we would work together, and when she approached me, I knew that I was in the right place at the right time. So those are the kind of things that people can start paying attention to as well. And I know for me, financial abundance is something that I know that I can create, and I've had a lot of success in my life doing it. But I have to admit that there are ups and downs. It's kind of like being on a roller coaster. And I recognize that sometimes my state of consciousness or my feelings about myself was getting in the way. And I was at one of those low points, and I had recently downloaded a meditation from Catherine's website that was to do with abundance. And I experienced that meditation, and I felt my energy shift because I was feeling lack, I was feeling low, and the meditation that she does with the flowers helped me to start feeling positive about myself and about what I'm doing, and to naturally attract that abundance back in again. So as much as I'm in tune with my angels and the messages that they're guiding me to do and to take action on, I have to do my part as well. And I can't, you know, my angels can't do that for me. And so my part is to make sure that I am attuning my energy. I feel good about myself. I take action that is in line with my purpose, but it's mostly about how I feel, feeling abundant. And that's what Catherine's work has really helped me do. And so I saw that there was a connection there, that she had a piece of really attuning a person's energy to attract the abundance and to feel good about what you already have and who you are. And then the piece that I can bring in to kind of the next step after that is then to tune into the divine guidance that is available to us all the time so we can really start taking action. And for me, a lot of it is moving out of my comfort zone and doing things that I never would have thought I would be doing. And so part of being in the program that we're in together with Ali Brown was a part of that for me too. Like, okay, it was scary to take the leap, but it's like feeling good about myself. And then once I do that piece, then the little coincidences and synchronicities start to happen and fall into place. And it sounds like a cliche to say things fall into place, but it really does, when my energy is tuned into the right place. And I know that Catherine's work is just phenomenal for helping a person do that.
Wonderful. Well, it's time again for a break, so we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. Again, we're speaking with angel expert Melissa Kitto from Communicate with Angels and flower expert Catherine CHE. They have teamed up and they're going to be doing a free call to introduce their new program. And you'll be getting 5 keys to unlimited abundance now in this call that's happening in November. So if you want to sign up for that, go to my website, spiritualshow.com or spiritualshow.com/past.html, and you will find links to their websites as well as the page where you can sign up for the free call. It's going to be really interesting. And we'll be back with more of synchronicity in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
One, two!
I don't know, you're just a little bit.
to Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two!
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and if you want to get on the air and ask Catherine or Melissa a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also contact me through Skype. My name on Skype is Spiritual Show, and so you can call free from anywhere in the world if you have access to a computer, and we'll put you on the air to ask your question. You can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com, and again, my website is spiritualshow.com. So welcome back, Melissa and Catherine.
Thank you.
So, Catherine, I wanted to ask you, you have the Living the Life of Your Dreams program. Is this a part of that, or is this separate?
Well, it's separate, really, but, you know, as I mentioned before earlier on the call, that this year it's turned out that that's been the theme of everything that I've done, and I'm just having so much fun with it because I think that we are all kind of created to live the life of our dreams, to live spectacular, wonderful, abundant lives, and we kind of train ourselves away from that, get confused away from that throughout our, kind of along our pathways. And it's just such a joy to me to help people to open back up to kind of our natural birthright. And this is all a wonderful part of that.
Fantastic. So I want to ask you, I know that you have some a meditation to give away, Catherine. And first of all, Melissa, I noticed on your website that you give away a free product. Can you tell me, and that's to do with angels, can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, if people want to go to communicatewithangels.com, they will receive a mini ebook. It's called Three Secrets to Communicating with Your Angels, and it's going to help a person just start to get some keys that they can look out for so that they can recognize the messages that their angels are already sending them. It's actually not really learning anything new. It's actually learning to be aware and pay attention to the messages that their angels are giving them every day, and so how they can start to recognize that for themselves.
Beautiful. And so, Catherine, you also are giving away a free flower meditation, and you can find the link to Catherine's website on my site, spiritualshow.com. What is the flower meditation that you're giving away?
Well, and I believe it's the one that Melissa was mentioning when she spoke a few moments ago. It's what I call my peonies and abundance meditation. And I've got pictures of peonies on my website. A lot of people don't know what a peony looks like, but it's this big, lush, overabundant bloom that just seems to have infinite petals and the most beautiful scent you've ever smelled. And it's a powerful energy tool that helps you connect with your own feelings of abundance, infinite abundance that you have within yourself. And so you can get that just by going to my homepage, which, as you said, so we don't have to bother people by spelling it all back out. You can just go to the link on Marie's Spiritual Show website. And it's just right there on my homepage. Just put your email and your name, and you get that. It's a full-fledged meditation energy tool.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything that I haven't asked about? I want to talk more about this program. Can we talk a bit about the five secrets to unlimited abundance and what you're going to be teaching in the call?
Sure. You know, one thing that I think is very powerful sometimes is to know kind of how we got to where we are. And before I get into the secrets, if you don't mind, Marie, could I just share a little bit about that, my path to...
Yes, please.
Well, and this actually is a story. The story that I'm going to tell now, I really haven't told this before because it just hit me this morning that this moment really was the turning point for me in my life. I had been noticing that things had been snowballing, but I realized now that this was the turning point. And what happened was that it really became clear to me in this moment that I had been living too small and really expecting too little for my life. And where I was then, I had been living for 13 years in this little one-bedroom apartment in Washington, D.C., And I did. I loved that apartment and the beautiful Georgetown neighborhood I was in, but it was a small rental apartment. And about the time that I moved into the apartment, my dad's mother had passed away, and one of the things that I got from her estate was this gorgeous four-poster bed. It was all mahogany with hand-carved posts and a hand-carved headboard, and it had been my dad's, and now it was technically mine. But my parents saw my life at that time as too transient to let me have that bed in my home, in my apartment, and I just kind of went along with this. Oh, okay, well, you know, I'll get the bed someday. And one day I got to thinking about how my sister had gotten all of the nice things that you know, kind of came to her out of that estate, and she'd been moving all over the place, you know, one city 2 years, one city 1 year, in all these intervening years, and I had stayed put, and I realized, you know, that my life wasn't really transient at all, that it was stable. So I went back to my parents, and I insisted that it was time then for me to have this bed. You know, and this may sound a little silly, but bear with me. You know, I'm about to get kind of to the punchline. But so I drove down to North Carolina and loaded up the bed in a little U-Haul, and I brought it back up and set it up that day. And I remember lying in that bed that night and just admiring the bed and just thinking how beautiful it is and thinking, it suddenly hit me that this bed had been mine for all these years, but I just had not been claiming it for myself. And it was representative, really, of how I had not been claiming for myself the beautiful life that was rightfully mine. And it was a revelation. And that bed belonged to me. It had belonged to me for, you know, over a decade. But I hadn't stood up for it. I hadn't felt I deserved it, and I hadn't really claimed it for myself. So everything shifted for me around my abundance kind of in that moment. And within a year of that moment, I owned my own house in Georgetown. I got myself a gorgeous little BMW convertible. And, you know, each one of those things, getting each one of those is amazing, manifesting financial abundance story in itself. But since then, what has happened is my financial picture has just gotten better and better and better. And so now I'm living in this gorgeous multi-million-dollar four-bedroom home just up from the beach. You know, I can see the ocean from my front yard. And the cool thing about all of this isn't just that, you know, I've got all this stuff. But as I continue to make more and have more and more of these breakthroughs, I am really better able to help my clients and to help people who work with me and even create these free meditations that I give on my website. I'm able to create better and better tools to help other people claim what is their natural birthright as well. So, you know, I'm not promising any specific results, but what I teach is really powerful mindset that helps people take charge of your own destiny, and we each define what we want. So, you know, as Melissa and I started working together, we realized that we have this, you know, really elegant, simple system that combines pieces from what I do with pieces from what she does.
Wonderful. Well, that I love that story about claiming the bed that was rightfully yours. And that's kind of along the lines of, you know, setting the beautiful table for yourself, mm-hmm. wearing your good clothes and just claiming what is yours and living well.
Exactly.
No matter what your current income is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Melissa, do you have any stories of, like, what was, you mentioned that you started working with angels when you were 12, but what was the breakthrough that you had in as far as abundance in your life?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to share a story that's kind of along those lines. I've been living in the United States for 6 years now. In the past couple summers, my husband and I have gone back to New Zealand, and we have done a workshop tour. And when I was planning my trip back to New Zealand, I felt really, really confident about what I could accomplish. And I got an impression from my guidance that we could get on a national television talk show. And I trusted that, and I followed through, and I contacted the people, and Richard and I had a series of communications with the TV show until we got on the show. And that opened up just a huge response. I mean, we had thousands of people responding to our website. We had hundreds of people coming to our workshops. And It was just, it flowed so easily and clearly. And when I looked back on that, I saw that I had a very clear intention that I wanted to be both of service to people, but also that I wanted to have a level of success for ourselves with this tour financially. And the combination of the two, because our motives were very clear, we wanted to be of service, then it all fell into place so easily. And that's why I said I've had ups and downs, because when I came back home, it was like the limitations, the subconscious limitations are starting to come set back in. And the person that looked after our house while we were away had busted the dryer and had busted one of the light bulbs. And all these things that we had to start paying out money for, all of a sudden, to kind of bring me back to this subconscious kind of financial set point that everybody holds, whether they realize it or not. And it just became really evident to me through a couple of those experiences that I can create anything I want and desire in my life as long as my motives are clear and I'm sincerely helping people. But there's these subconscious limitations that hold me back and hold other people back. And so I'm on the path of really creating consistency with that. So, and it's still an ongoing process, but through learning myself, I know that I can help other people. And that's why I'm just so excited to be teaming up with Catherine, because she's created that consistency for herself and through working with both the intuition and angels. And then that financial abundant mindset, a person can really create anything they want and desire in their life. And I've experienced that for myself.
Awesome. Well, it's time to take another break, so we will be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, we are speaking today with angel expert Melissa Kitto and flower vibrations expert and law of attraction teacher Catherine CHE. So give me a call at 604-822-2487. 822-2487. If you want to get on the air, feel free to give me a call right now while the commercial is playing, or you can also get through on Skype. Spiritual Show is the name you need to add to your contact list on Skype if you want to contact the show that way. And you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And remember that you can always access my website for podcasts as well as for the free call. Go to spiritualshow.com. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a second.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We have... thought we had a call on the line. We'll see if I do. Someone was called in to ask a question, so let's just see if they come up here. Hi, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. So what's your question?
My question is, I had noticed when Melissa was speaking about the chills, and, you know, I experience that a lot. Sometimes I used to think that I'm just like a cold person. Mm-hmm. And I guess, what else, is there anything else that I should look out for as it pertains to, you know, when I receive these chills? I sometimes get them a lot when people talk. It could be even an 80-degree day. I live in Jersey, you know, fall now, but an 80-degree day, and I will literally just all of a sudden just, like, get goosebumps when the wind blows, and I just chalked it up to, you know, I'm just cold all the time.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking when you first talked, was sometimes I can get chills on a 90-degree day, and I know it's not because I'm cold, you know. Mm-hmm. So some people are more sensitive to chills than others. It may mm-hmm. be that there's actually four different spiritual gifts, and one of those is your first gift. And so I suspect that you're very high in the gift of feeling. And feeling-type people are very sensitive. You can feel what other people are feeling a lot of times, mm-hmm. And often you'll be more sensitive to the chills. Mm-hmm. So it's just, there's a few different things that chills can mean, and it's really, you're the only person that can discern in that moment what is the message that my angels are wanting to communicate to me. But now that you know what it is, what it means, you'll be able to pay attention.
And, oh, yes. Isn't that
you know,
awesome?
When someone else is talking, if you get chills right at that time, just take a note. Like, what is it that's significant for me? And you'll probably know pretty quickly why that your angels are kind of confirming either the truth or the importance. Sometimes I'll even get chills when it's like having a feeling of being one with all things. Like mm-hmm. if I'm listening to music, or I really love going to live theater. There's just the energy in the room. And sometimes I'll get chills at that time just because it's a really high, I'm in a high vibration. I'm feeling really positive and clear. And my angels mm-hmm. have come close to me at that time. Or if you're watching a movie and there's something really poignant, you know, you might get chills.
Yeah, that happens to me sometimes also, and it, quite frequently. I can't really pinpoint just a specific time, but I do know it happens often. And when you said that, I was at my desk. I'm on my cell phone at work, and I had to run through the hallway. I was like, I got to ask a question. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, just
and I'm looking forward to your show, actually. I signed up for attending with you and Catherine. So.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. We've just got a few minutes left in the show, so if you do have a question, you got to call in quickly. So Catherine and Melissa, I wanted to ask you again, because we do just have a few minutes left in the show, what would you like to use these last minutes for?
Well, you had asked about the five keys, and we could just run through them quickly now. Does that sound good to you, Melissa?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, well, I'll just say what they are, and then we'll go back. And my main focus will be the first two, then Melissa's the second two, and then the last one we both are going to do together. So the five keys are self-worth and self-love, feeling abundance, and cleansing vibration, and receiving, and that can be it's both guidance and abundance. And then the fifth key is inspired action. So if we go back to self-worth, to me this is the very cornerstone of everything that we manifest, everything that we allow into our experience, that we can only allow into our lives and into our experiences what kind of matches up with how much we love ourselves, how much we feel we are worthy of these wonderful things. And so we will teach together some very powerful tools to tap into your infinite self-love. And then the second one is about feeling abundance. And we talked about that a little bit when we were talking about that mistake that people make about waiting to be rich, to start kind of experiencing a good life and to start living well. But in addition to those kinds of kind of everyday practical tips, there are also energetic tools that we will go into on this call about how you can feel into the abundance that you have within yourself, which is also connected to that free meditation that I give out on my website, and also the infinite abundance and infinite opportunity all around us every day. So the inner and the outer abundance.
Beautiful. And again, if you want to sign up for the free call, you can go to my website, spiritualshow.com, and there will be a link there to Catherine's site, to Melissa's site, as well as to the free call. And so, Melissa, do you want to talk a little bit about your part in this call?
Yeah, so the third secret is to cleanse your vibration, because if we get run down or stressed or feeling low, your energy vibration is low. And then you're both not connected to your abundance, you're not connected to your intuition, and you're certainly not connected to your angels, because they have a high vibration of energy all the time. So that piece is going to help you to have a very simple tools to tune your energy in, so you're more relaxed and more in tune with your angels. And then the fourth secret is to receive guidance, and that is knowing how to actually pick up the direct messages. You know, people get a gut feeling and they don't know what it means. So I'm going to actually show people tools that they will be able to know exactly what their angels are telling them and really take action on it. And that leads you to the fifth secret, which is inspired action. It's not no good just to receive these messages and ideas and not do anything about them. And so we're going to really help people to know what action to take, when it's good to take action, and when it's actually best to wait. You don't have to do every single idea that pops into your head. So it's knowing how to discern what's inspired action and what's best to wait on.
Yeah, as well as we'll give some kind of concrete action steps for people to take. We'll teach them about inspired action, and we will give some action-oriented tools, because a lot of the rest of the stuff that we're doing are more energetic-oriented, but since we do live in a physical, action-oriented world, we also have some actions for people.
Wonderful. So, again, the tips that we were talking about today mm-hmm. is, as far as living abundantly, is to live the life that, you know, allow yourself to experience the luxury of life right now. And that doesn't necessarily mean spending a lot of money. It means taking a walk out in nature and taking time for yourself to set a nice table setting, even if you're just eating alone, or wearing your nice clothes instead of saving them just for a special occasion, bringing out the good china, things like that. And also paying attention, as far as angelic advice, paying attention to those chills that you get, because that's your angels communicating with you. And is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up the show?
Well, also, another thing that we did talk about on the show was that free abundance meditation that's on my website.
Oh, yes, the PNE Abundance Meditation. And so that's CatherineCHE.com, and you can also find a link to her website on my website, spiritualshow.com.
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for being on the show today, and I'm really looking forward to the call. It's in November.
Yes.
And again, that is the 5 secret keys to unlimited abundance now. So if you want to sign up for that, you can go to my website, spiritualshow.com, and register for the free call. And then will you send out an email to remind everyone?
Oh, absolutely. Don't worry. We'll make sure you get on the call with all the details, and we'll keep you. Definitely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the call. It's been an absolute pleasure. We've been talking with Melissa Kitto and Catherine CHE, and they've teamed up together. So Catherine is a flower vibrations and law of attraction expert, and Melissa is an angel expert, and they've teamed up, and they're going to work together to do this program to teach you how to live abundantly. So it sounds really exciting. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, Lisa Nichols will be on the show, and she is from the movie The Secret. She'll be talking about her book, No Matter What, and her Canadian tour. Remember that within the next couple weeks, I'll be giving away a pair of tickets to see Lisa live here in Vancouver. I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. in Vancouver or noon to 1 p.m. on the East Coast at cosmicdimensions.com. You can check out past shows on podcast at citr.ca, and you can also listen at empowerradio.com. or on the Co-Creator Network. Up next is Scotty's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Heavy to ready any
CIT Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.